You are broadcast.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. And Scott, we could go ahead and have the establishment of the quorum.
Corey Roebuck.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards. Rick Caudell.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Very good. Scott, could you please read the explanation of the public hearing procedures, the presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes?
Yeah, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the October 20th, 2021 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County zoning regulations, zoning maps, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Any wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please return the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board. Give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on any application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and maps.
Okay, thank you, sir. And has everyone that is going to speak tonight had a chance to sign in? Okay. If you would, please raise your right hand. You swear to tell the whole truth to the best of your ability?
I do.
Thank you. Board, have you had the chance to review the September 15, 2021 meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I would second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Scott, would you be able to tell us about the 21-07 variance?
So your applicant, Wendell Goss, is seeking a variance from the provisions of the section 010.020, the R1 density and dimensional standards, which are the setbacks, the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant seeking a 15-foot front property line setback, which is 10 feet less than the required 25 feet, and a 5-foot back property line setback, which is 5 feet less than the required 10, to allow for the construction of a approximate 70-foot or 40-foot by 70-foot single-family home This is on lot number 4 in the Dixieland Heights subdivision. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 21007B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a front setback of 10 feet and a back setback of 5 feet. And that's not correct. That should be 15 and 5. But you want to set it within 15 of the front property line, correct?
Not really, Godspeed.
Well, just a moment.
So we'll clear that up. But this would allow the applicant to place single-family home 15 feet from the front property line. So it's a 15-foot variance he's requesting and 5 foot from the back. That would allow it to set 15 feet from the front and 5 from the back. And then, two, a residential building permit shall be required before construction begins in compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. So I'm zoomed out quite a ways. If you look at the cursor that I'm moving, that parcel's highlighted right here. 76 highways up where my cursor is now, State Highway MM. Then you take all the way down to Mission Lane, and I'll zoom in. If anybody's having trouble figuring out where we're at, I can move around when I get to Beacon. This shows both lots. He owns also lot 3, but the variance request is for lot 4. This dimension is for the whole parcel. I believe the parcel that we're looking at is 70 by 100, and this one's 100 by 100. And I tried to take some photos. They didn't really turn out as good as I'd like. This is from the north. And I can always go to pictometry, and we can take some different views. So now I'm looking back towards the west. A little bit to the southwest, and now I'm moving my way towards the south end of the lot, and now this is the south end of the lot, and then I turn around from the south looking back north. Again, this home and shed and stuff sits on lot 3, and we're looking at lot 4. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. Mr. Goss?
Yes, sir.
If you would please state your name. And
my name is Wendell Goss.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. You have the unique opportunity to help me make my wife happy tonight. by using, if I can use 80 feet of my 100-foot lot, that's what I'm really requesting. It's not. And I will take your recommendation or your, if you allow me to, the footage can float. I'm having a problem with, if I have a 70-foot house, I have 65 feet I can use because the setbacks take up 35 feet, 25 on the front, 10 on the back. So I start at 70. I'm asking for 15. Now, on Michael, which is the one on top, there is these two roads, Michael and Brookings at the bottom. Mission is a county road with 30 foot of easement. Michael and Brookings have 40 feet of easement. And so that it's basically a driveway, but that is really a street on Michael.
Could you go point to that, please?
Yes, sir. Okay, so this is Michael. This is on the north side of the lot. And Scott is right. This is a 70-foot wide
here. This is 100 by 100, so I've got 100 feet here. I name my address on Brookings. So Brookings would be the front of the house. That's a 25-foot setback normally. That gives me 10 feet on the back setback normally. Now, why I'm asking is because this is not a cookie-cutter subdivision. There's hodgepodge everywhere. This building right here that's on, I currently own, and I just purchased in May, we're remodeling it currently. This building right here has been there for years. There's a well house. So traditionally, this building is 3 foot off the property line. I hope you don't make me move it, but that has been there forever. And it's only 3 feet off the property line. I think I wrote some numbers on the pictures I gave you. This is about 23 feet, if I can remember right, from my property line to this driveway slash street, Michael. There's 23 feet that I currently mow as a yard. Okay, so I'm not asking to go over this line. I'm just asking to go closer to this line. I'll stay out of the easement. Now, when Scott said 15 and 10, what I'm actually, and this is where I will go to what you tell me, my house plan, in order to get septic in there, is really tight. I've talked to Brightwell, I've talked to John, CT, I've had a perk test already. But if I can go up to the 3 feet, that would be awesome. But let's say you give me a 7 foot setback, and then I get an extra 8 feet, which would be 17 instead of 25 here. If you want to do 5 and 10 off, you see what I'm saying? 15 feet and then 10 feet would put me probably at that line. So that I'm not asking for a zero tolerance. So if I could go 3 feet here, that's the same as that building, then I just need 12 feet closer on this side. Does that make sense? I don't need the 15 straight across and 10 in the back, I'll float it however you tell me. If it's 7 and 8, if it's 12 and 3, however, I'm just asking to use my property and these roads. Like, there's an extra, I think there's, from my property line to what is considered the street is, what, 15, 16 feet. So that's off of my front property line. So it's not like I'm going to encroach on anybody as far as what's already there. I'm just trying to get closer to my property lines here just so I can expand the house a few feet. That would allow me, I need 5, but I went to 15 because if I add a porch, or I just don't want to have to come back and do this again. And so I'm just going and asking for that 15 feet allowance. So that could put this one at, like Scott said, this could be a 15 foot setback on the front. And then that would give me 5 feet closer here, which I'm supposed to have 10 if I could go to 5. Am I making sense? So I want to make sure.
It's not clear to me.
Okay.
Where is Mission Street coming in?
Mission is right here.
Okay.
And that's the county road, and that has 30 foot easements. So, Mr. Persinger, here's how it really works. If I've got a 25...
The setback on the front road there should be what?
25.
Should be 25, and you're asking for how much?
Well, I'm asking that if you give me 10 feet closer here...
You're going to have to gain it somewhere, is what you're saying.
That's the, I just need, I can float the plan.
And it should be the 10 at the top, but you're asking for...